discrimination aimed at Chicanos existed since the Mexican-American War of 1848. Chicanos waged isolated battles against oppression all across the Southwest. But along with the American GI Forum, Dr. Garcia began to tackle discrimination through the legal system. I asked Dr. Garcia why Chicanos hadn't resorted to this before.
The people did not know their rights. We've been treating as inferior, and we came down to the point that we believe ourselves to be inferior, with the exception of a few of us who were educated, see. The Mexican people never considered themselves citizens, although they were born here. Their parents were born here. They did not consider themselves citizens. So consequently, when they didn't consider themselves citizens, they thought they didn't have the rights as American citizens. We had to convince them and teach them that whether they be Mexican-Americans or they are, as long as they're citizens, they had the same rights. See, we didn't know our rights. Nobody told us our rights, and we were treated as inferior. We accepted this treatment because we were not citizens. Once we were able to register people to vote and get them to recognize they were citizens, and the children were citizens, then they were able to move along without any fear. For instance, your grandfather, he was born here, and his father would be born here. And he didn't know he was a citizen. So what rights did he have? None. Because according to him, he did not know he was an American citizen.